Judah said, Daddy, I will be responsible for this boy. I myself will be an arrowbone, if you want to translate the verb that way. I myself will be an arrowbone for this boy. If I don't bring him back, then I will bear the responsibility, the guilt of it, for the rest of my life. Do you see the principle of substitution? Do you see here how the first Jew has come to know God and has come to take responsibility for his own actions, for his own conduct? And now, as he's matured in his walk with God, he's now taking responsibility for other people. He's now offering himself as a substitute. Let's read further because it's very powerful. So he says, verse 32, your servant guaranteed, that is, your servant committed himself to be an arrowbone for the boy's safety to my father. I said, if I do not bring him back to you, I will bear the blame before you, my father, all my life. It's amazing that the old man saw something in Judah he didn't see in Reuben. Reuben said, if I don't bring him back, kill my sons. But he sees in Judah, this man is taking responsibility seriously. This man has gone from being a philandering, womanizing, skirt-chasing man who shifts responsibility to taking responsibility for his own conduct. And now this man is willing to take responsibility for the safety of my youngest boy. And that's why Jacob lets Judah take Benjamin down to Egypt. Now hold on, it gets better.